Greetings, people of God. The love of Jesus in me greets the love of Jesus in you and brings us together in the name of our Creator. Hallelujah. A scripture sentence as we begin our worship. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is the faithfulness of our God. Join me now in our song of praise. Lord, I give you my heart.
This is my
prayer this morning is by our couple, Alozine and Ricardo Spacuza.
Let us pray. O merciful and gracious God, we enter in this time to glorify your holy name. We exalt your name, Father, for you are the Most High. You are the beginning and the end, and to you we owe all praise and glory. We thank you, Lord, for your unconditional and undying love, grace, and mercy upon our lives. Thank you for good health, the ray of sunlight that warms our faces every morning, and the fresh air we breathe daily. I thank you for your servant, Reverend Heidi, who remains faithful in ministering your word to your people, Lord. Lord, as we enter into a new month, Father, we are yet faced with the pain and suffering of a pandemic that threatens our lives. Father God, as a country, we are faced with infection rates rapidly increasing now more than ever. And as these cases are now hitting closer and closer to home, as a nation, we may experience anxiety, depression, loneliness, and fear. But we find comfort and solace in your word, in 2 Timothy 1 verse 7, which reminds us that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. It is in this that we are reminded that we are not alone, and that we only need to turn to you, Lord, to ask and it shall be given. Father God, I bring before you the millions of people that are both infected and affected by this pandemic, Lord. For those families that have lost loved ones to this disease, Father, be their comforter and their provider. I pray for those who are battling the wrath of this disease in hospitals that are now overflowing, Lord, as well as those that are sick in their homes. Grant the doctors, nurses, and caregivers the strength and wisdom to care for those that are ill. I pray for those that are struggling to make ends meet, Lord, those that go to bed not knowing where the next meal will come from. I pray that you will cover us in the blood of Jesus. We pray for healing, peace, and liberation from evil. Lord, at this time, enter our hearts, Father, and create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit in us, Lord. You are the potter and we are the clay. Mold us into the beings you desire us to be. And may we go out into this world and proclaim your word and minister your kingdom. Place onto our hearts what we need to contribute to our communities to make it better and to reach out to our fellow man. Father God, your word in Romans 12 verse 2 reminds us that we should not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of our minds, and that we may discern what is your will, Lord, and what is acceptable and perfect in your eyes. Guide us and lead us to be renewed people. And now may we all join together in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our reading and reflection. Our text of this morning is from the book of 1 John, chapter 4, verses 17 to 21, respectively. I read from the Message translation. Listen for the word of God. To love, to be loved. God is love. When we take up permanent residence in a life of love, we live in God, and God lives in us. In this way, love has the run of the house, becomes at home and mature in us, so that we are free of worry and anything that will disturb our peace. There is no room in love for fear. Well-formed love banishes fear. Since fear is crippling, a fearful life, fear of death, fear of judgment, is one not yet fully formed in love. We, though, are going to love. Love, love, and be loved. First, we were loved. Now we love, because He loved us first. If anyone boasts and says, "I love God," and goes right on hating his brother or sister, thinking nothing of it, he's a liar. If he won't love the person he can see, how can he love the God he can't see? The command we have from Christ is blunt. Loving God includes loving people. You've got to love both. This is the word of the Lord. Amen. As a theme for this morning, I thought that we'd consider the Jesus Creed. Love God, love neighbor. That's what life is all about. Today, friends, I would like to extend to you the second invitation from Jesus. And this is an invitation to transforming intimacy. We live in a day and age when it's easy for passion to be drained from our lives. So many things can drain our passion. Busyness, strained relations, struggles against injustice, the overwhelming suffering around us. We easily lose our passion for the lives God has given us. We lose our passion for relationship, our engagement with others, our vocations, our ministries, and our daily work. And most tragically of all, we lose our passion for God. And it is against this particular backdrop, friends, that I want to extend to you this particular invitation, the invitation to transforming intimacy. A Pharisee, an expert in the Jewish religion, comes to Jesus and asks an important question of him. Which commandment in the law is the greatest? In effect, he's asking Jesus, what counts the most? What's the most important aspect of living faithfully for God? Jesus responds, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." Jesus then does something profoundly radical. He adds a verse from the book of Leviticus, which reads, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." A New Testament scholar, Scott McKnight, calls this the Jesus Creed. Love God, love your neighbor, for that is what life is all about. As I read and reflect on these two commands, to love God and to love neighbor, I want to believe that it's not a burden that is placed on us. God knows that we are created by love, in love, and for love. He knows that we are divinely designed for intimate connection. People of God, Jesus knows when we live into these commandments, not only live into these commandments, also lean into them, something beautiful begins to happen in our lives. Consider with me firstly, we become alive to the gift of our own lives. Secondly, we become alive to the sacredness of the person next to us. Thirdly, we become alive to the beauty, but also to the brutality of our world. Fourthly, we become alive to the glory garve God that surrounds us and permeates everything that there is. Friends, Jesus knows this, and that is why he offers us an invitation to love, to love, to love. An invitation to love God and to love our neighbor. People of God, God's love may come to you in the presence of someone who takes an interest in listening to you, listening you into wellness. It may come during the sharing of the Holy Eucharist, when we are called to remember. It may come to us in a beautiful sunrise or sunset, or even in the words of Scripture. God's love may come in the depths of our own longings for that which is beyond you and beyond me and cannot be described in words. People of God, I do not know how God's love will touch you, but this must not stop you from asking for God's love to take residence in your heart. My prayer for you today is that you will accept the invitation to transforming intimacy, and above all else, to keep on loving God and loving your neighbor. I wonder if you would now just become silent with me and pray. I would be silent now, Lord, and expectant that we may receive the gift of love, so that we may become gifts others need. I pray this, friends, in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our benediction. The love of the Lord Jesus Christ draw you to himself. The power of the Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you in his service. Now to our God, immortal, invisible, be honor and glory forever. Amen.